The MPs are acting like security people. Yeah. They are like NSG commandos in that moment. The way they just kick into, like, you know, it, training mila hai.
It reminds me of a kabaddi game. The, yeah. This guy is in the middle and these MPs yes. are... Hello. Namaste. Welcome to Far From Fact. Join us,
Keshav Naidu,
and me, Hussein Merchant,
as we solve pertinent world issues in an attempt to make the world a better place.
Make the world a better place?
Okay, we'll leave it the way we found it.
Okay, Keshav, welcome back.
Okay, Hussein, welcome back.
We're thank you.
At the end of the year again.
End of the year and nearing Christmas season. So, Merry Christmas in advance to our listeners, because yes. next week, our next episode will be after Christmas.
Post Christmas, yes. Yeah, Merry Christmas to all our listeners.
Yes. And let's jump in, Keshav. It's a big topic this week.
Big topic. We're getting out of our comfort zone.
Yes, and like we already discussed, it's just like these people who have breached the parliament. Even they have taken a big step.
Yes, they're way outside
their comfort zone. Yeah.
In fact, they're going to reach some very, very discomfort zones now after this.
Now, the headline reads, India Parliament, key suspect arrested in security breach case. So, police in India have arrested a man whom news reports describe as a key accused in the security breach that occurred in Parliament. Lalit Jha, a teacher, surrendered to police in India's capital, Delhi, on Thursday. He has not been produced in court yet. Four other people who were arrested on Wednesday have been charged under a stringent anti-terror law. They have been sent to police custody for a week. Now, the security breach in Parliament has dominated headlines in India since Wednesday. It occurred on the 22nd anniversary of a deadly militant attack on the Parliament, hours after Prime Minister Narendra Modi had paid and others paid tribute to the victims. So, Keshav, do you remember this militant attack on the Parliament, 22nd anniversary?
Means it yeah, was, yeah, yeah.
Was it a big thing back
huge
then?
Huge attack.
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't in India at the time.
Okay.
But I do remember it being such a big deal because it was, you know how the Bombay blasts were?
26/11. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it was, it didn't have that kind of firepower ammo, but it was up there.
Okay.
It was definitely up there in the sense that civilian lives were not at risk. And hence it didn't feel up there, but in terms of magnitude of attack and planning, it was as big as 26/11.
Okay, and were MPs and all killed in this, or
I don't remember, but people did lose lives. I don't know if it was MPs, but policemen and security people definitely were killed. I can't remember if politicians died.
Okay. Yeah, so two men identified as Manoranjan.
There's a very nice show on Hotstar, if you're curious or if any listeners are curious, called, I think it's called Special Ops with KK Menon on Hotstar.
Which covers this breach.
Which is
it?
Exactly about this.
Okay, now two men identified as Manoranjan D and Sagar Sharma entered the MP's chamber shouting slogans and setting off smoke. Two others, Neelam and Amol Shinde, were arrested for shouting slogans and spraying colored gas outside the house. Right. Now, the four people are in their 20s and 30s, and local media have reported that they told police officials that they were unemployed and wanted to express their frustration with the government's policies. Police have not connected the four accused with any political organizations yet.
Now, but they are connected, right? They are connected to a BJP MP.
Yes. So, as we find out later in the article, their passes were signed by a BJP MP. Yeah. So, it's quite stupid, no, that the article says this.
The article needs to say that they are connected to the BJP, right? That this is what... I think it's counterintuitive. It's counterintuitive because why will a ruling party sponsor an attack in the parliament?
Yeah.
And hence, they're saying... Clearly, that can't be the case. We don't know if they're connected to any political party. I think that's possibly why, no?
I don't know. I have not analyzed this yet. You know what, Keshav? Let's finish the article and then let's get into our speculation. So, some news reports have described Mr. Jha as the suspected mastermind who coordinated the security breach. He has not made any statement since the breach. The Times of India newspaper reported that while surrendering, Mr. Jha was accompanied by another man who has also been taken into custody. Now, the public prosecutor is telling the Delhi court that the protest was a well-planned conspiracy. Now, the breach has also led to a political uproar. And on Thursday, 14 opposition lawmakers were suspended from parliament over protests.
Okay? Wow. For saying this should not have happened.
Yeah, so they have been demanding a discussion on the breach and asking Mr. Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah to make statements.
And that has got them suspended.
Yeah.
So just the way the terrorists, not terrorists, the people who attacked got kicked out, these people also got kicked out.
Yeah, quite unfortunate.
It is, no? It's like, I don't know, if to draw a parallel, imagine in a household, you know, two people are saying, I just want to talk. There's a break-in and the person says, I want to talk about this security. One chain latch or something you put for me and give. Or one peephole at least you give. And the husband's like, no. Tu bahar nikal. You are out of the house only.
And then he puts a latch on the door.
After she's out. This is not an anti-women joke.
Just
to clarify.
We're just giving a parallel, an example.
A parallel.
Mm-hmm. Now, they have demanded, so these 14 people are demanding action against Pratap Simha, an MP from the governing BJP, who allegedly signed the passes used by the intruders to enter the public gallery in Parliament. Now, neither Mr. Simha nor his party have officially commented on this. One of the accused, Manoranjan, is from Mr. Simha's constituency.
Right. So the Simha man's lips would have been stitched, I think.
Yeah. Tongue would have been cut off.
Tongue is cut.
But
he will not be
able
to discuss anything for life. What discussion?
So, what do you think? I think a question that is coming to my mind. Do you want to discuss this breach or do you want to discuss the politics around this breach?
It's hard to separate the two, no? Or are you saying going to the maneuver of the attack?
Yeah.
Oh, if that's more interesting, sure. But I feel, what do you think will be more juicy?
Because, you know, why I asked you this question is because I feel, okay, I'm beginning to feel like the tactics that the opposition is using now are getting better and better. So if this would have been an opposition tactic.
Right. They planted these two people.
They made sure that this person's pass was signed by a BJP guy. You know, just planting these people in his party, making sure they get close, making him sign this or whatever.
Yeah. And also, they understand how the machinery works, how to get into the building, passes kaise bante hain. Right.
So I feel, and you know, it's a full theory, okay? I may be very wrong, but you know the recent Hindenburg report that happened on the Adani companies?
Right.
My gut feeling tells me that it was orchestrated by the Congress in some way.
In some way. If not orchestrated, at least given it the virality. Such stories, see, academic stories like this. Hindenburg is not like a Forbes as a media outlet, but the manner, the reception it got was that of a media outlet.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're not that big, you don't get that exposure.
So to counter that, Hindenburg is this is their strategy. They take out extensive reports, detailed reports on companies they feel are full of shit. They short their stocks and that's how they make money.
You're right about that. But you know, that ends up remaining in the world of finance.
Oh, okay.
The news.
It never becomes about a country.
It never becomes about a country or where it can destabilize a government. Extra shift into top gear, I think, perhaps was the Congress addition.
Possible. Okay, so that is one. Yeah, the Hindenburg one comes to my mind. The other one that comes to my mind is, I don't know if you recently remember, many of the opposition MPs got a notification on their Apple devices that your phone is being attacked by state-sponsored attackers or something like that.
Yeah. MPs got this message. So
Rahul Gandhi, this Mahua Moitra.
Oh yeah, this was during that the Israeli tech, right? So this was built on Israeli tech.
I don't know the details around it, but it was all over Twitter. Most of these opposition guys posting screenshots of emails that they received from Apple saying that your device is compromised. Yeah, and what I'm seeing is these methods in which the current government is trying, they are trying to diminish their power or attack them, are getting very innovative, and I'm loving it.
So you're saying that the in the earlier case, it was opposition leaders who were targeted.
Yeah.
Their phones were targeted.
In
this case, it's the ruling party that is being targeted. So in a sense, both sides are playing a new game, right?
No, so what I'm saying is, even in the previous case of the opposition people's phones being targeted, I feel like it was to show that look what the ruling party is doing. Look at how they are messing with our privacy. That Apple, as a service provider, has to interfere and say that, please take care. Because
Think there was truth to the accusation?
I feel there was. Maybe there was. Okay. Because I think Apple as a company also, on its website and on its information, has this, that whenever these kinds of attacks happen, you may receive this message.
So that was, I remember, I just looked it up. Pegasus was the...
Pegasus,
the spyware, and the name of the company was called NSO, which was an Israeli company.
Oh, okay.
What we're realizing is that one was, so you're saying even that, the Pegasus incident or attacks were also a Congress mastermind?
I don't know the details of the Pegasus one. I am only referring to this one isolated incident of where all these opposition MPs got these messages on their phone.
Yeah, so that was part of this
Pegasus
time only. And it was 2021 roughly.
This was very recent what I'm talking about. This was maybe not even 5-6 months back.
Okay.
And it was not only opposition MPs, it was also generally people who were voicing their opinion against the current government.
So any dissenting voices were being
attacked. There were journalists in that list, there were I think other creators, writers, many people were included.
Right. So any voices that are speaking up against the ruling party.
Yes. So anyway, this is, you know, a major digression, but what I feel like, if this is being done by the Congress or by the opposition, then I feel like they are really upping their game in trying to
malign the ruling party. I feel if they were doing it, they are missing a big opportunity, because if they were doing it, if it was their conspiracy, they need to hit it out of the park when it comes to the media posturing.
I agree.
In the news, they're not, you know, really grabbing it.
But Keshav, so my my question to you is, most of the news outlets are now owned by the ruling party.
Yeah, it's almost like they are a fringe.
Yeah.
You know.
Hmm. They are a blog, like the opposition just has a blog.
Has a blog, a budget of an intern.
Yeah. And you see, even the new media, the Adani is also on a media house buying spree, no?
Fully, fully. I mean, they've invested in IANS.
IANS, recently, yeah.
Yeah. So, and these were all, this is, and IANS is not even a media outlet, it's a media distribution, right? Which means it will impact like hundreds of news outlets.
Where do we go with this?
First of all, if like hypothetically, if it is a conspiracy, I think it's a genius conspiracy, because they did it without harming anyone. You know, it's not like a proper attack where people got hurt. It's just a little color gas, which is like a party almost. It's like a gender reveal party.
Yeah.
Zyada to kuch hua nahi. But it's also funny the manner in which they got caught, those guys. They don't look like professional, trained terrorists. They're at the most activists who are stupid, I guess, who have the ability to take risks.
Yeah, because if you analyze the video, okay, it's a short 15-17 second video.
The link
video.
Is in the show notes. Please watch it.
Yeah. It's, you know, like that guy was, the guy who entered, he got gherified by the MPs, by the people in.
The MPs are acting MPs, like security people. They are like NSG commandos in that moment. The way they just kick into, like, unko training mila hai.
It reminds me of a kabaddi game. This guy is in the middle and these MPs And definitely, you know, this guy is not trained. He's just kind of done it. And it looks like if
it
he was
looks
trained.
Looks also without any planning, any, matlab, it looks like a sports day event, like building a bachche log khelte hain, it looks like that only.
That, yeah. It looks, you know, like an ice-breaking activity. Many times.
For all you know, this was the parliament HR initiative that went wrong.
Or fire drill, maybe.
A fire drill. And this is the new parliament building.
Oh, yeah, it's the
Central
new
Central Vista. So you would imagine ki Central Vista mein security should be that much higher or better.
Yeah, and probably, but because it was new, Keshav, it was easier to do.
Because they're still going through their systems and figuring out how to do.
Correct. So anyway, okay, anything to solve? Do you want to stop such incidents in the future?
Definitely stop incidents like this in the future. What I do not want to stop is dissent.
Okay.
What I feel like dissent is critical and important in a democracy. And the more you stifle voices in the public domain and in the news, such incidents will crop up. It's like the man standing in front of the tank in Tiananmen Square. It didn't just happen. It happened because their voices were being stifled.
Okay.
It's kind of like that.
But do you consider... So, I see your point. But my question to you is that do you consider this a form of acceptable... An acceptable form of dissent? Like storming the parliament?
With dissent, no. Unfortunately, I feel there is never an acceptable form.
Okay.
Because the only approved form of dissent in a clouded media, what ends up happening is it never gets heard.
Okay.
So, what is the approved form of dissent? Is you take police permission and do a morcha. That will never get you the eyeballs. Unless you do it for 100 days together, like the farmers' protest.
Yeah.
Or the CANRC protests. So, you need to really...
Have like determination.
Not only determination, you need mass mobility. Everybody needs to be mobilized together and a lot of funds need to come in and all of that. So when you have to dissent, the part I do not agree with is the celebration of the parliament attack. Doing it on the anniversary of the attack. Because that gives it a terrorist color. Had this attack been done 2 days later or 2 days earlier even, I would have even supported it. I would have been like, no harm in this, because it's your job to make sure security is intact. Okay. If somebody manages to, then you have not done your job. If you cannot secure your own building in MPs, how do I trust you to secure the borders?
Yeah, fair point. Keshav, for saying this, you would have been suspended, I'm sure. Like those 14 other opposition.
I'm just Mahua Moitra without a beard, without a sari, with a beard.
But
and
great
not
point.
Nearly as good looking.
Oh man, I hear you. So then how, you know, because what your ask is what many people in the country want, that they don't want dissent to be stifled.
Dissent cannot be stifled. In this case, I disapprove of the dissent given the timing of it. It's like somebody coming to the Gateway of India and commemorating the 26/11 attacks. I'm not going to be... Also, it's a different comparison, because that's general public being taken hostage. Here, it's elected reps, MPs. Do you feel this qualifies as dissent, approvable dissent?
Tough one, man. So let me see, okay? Let me try and analyze. As per the law, definitely this is not, because this guy is going to be tried under that terrorism law, whatever the article mentioned.
Yeah.
So as per the law, definitely it doesn't seem like an okay form of dissent.
That is certain.
Now,
because, you know, in India, for example, even a tweet can invite a dissenting law, like a sedition law against you can be slapped. So the irony is that whether you send a tweet or you've done this colored gas in the parliament, the charges applied on you might be the same.
So I feel, Keshav, when this can be done, and when this can... See, I feel if the objective is to go and... send a message to the MPs, I feel a better time to do it is when they are all in those hotels, you know, when the elections are upcoming.
In the resorts jo resort politics chal raha hai. Resort mein jaake throw these color gas cans. That's a superb idea, but problem kya na, the kind of debauched lifestyle these people lead. वहाँ पे there's like parties going on, strippers, dance bar. They'll think ये color gas है. अरे मजे. They'll continue dancing. It will not be dissent. It will just be party favor. This is the problem.
So okay, then the other problem we can solve is if you want to go there, okay, to these resorts and send a message. So that they remember, actually, when they are back in the parliament, you send such a... yahan pe kaam karna hai. What can you do as a protester or as someone?
I think we should embarrass them.
Okay.
Kya karna chahiye ki when they come to parliament, it should be that resort vibe only.
Oh!
Beach mein ek jacuzzi bana ke rakha hai. Some small pool, inflatable pool is there, balls. DJ music baja raha hai speaker ke jagah pe, actually there's one console and a DJ. There's Russian dancers flying inside. And the funny thing is, we'll do this thing, you know, this will humiliate them or something like that. No, they'll continue to party here also.
You underestimate the thickness of their skin, Keshav.
The
of
skin, these, the yeah. chamda, the chiknaness of the ghada.
So I feel let's think of a way when we, the, what can we do when they are in those resorts? Because they are trapped, okay?
They are trapped. It is kind of like prison.
It is like prison. And it, they are really a commodity at that time.
Yeah. That, they are being traded.
They are being traded,
they are like
exactly.
coffee.
So what can we do at that time? You know, I feel they are also at their weakest at that moment.
They are actually feelingless, emotionless objects, no, at that point.
Yeah.
Who do we want to send a message to? The whole party.
No, we want to send a message to all politicians.
All politicians.
Bus ho gaya. Tum log ka abhi bus ho gaya.
While they are partying in the resort. They are partying. They are just buying time and waiting. They are actually just counting money, making deals. It's just deal making going on.
Deal making. IPL auction type ho raha hai.
IPL auction type hi ho raha hai.
So, I have a thought experiment, okay, Keshav. When you, I'm sure you've stayed at resorts. You know, you've been on vacations and all of that. What irritates you the most, say, in that entire experience from check-in to check-out? Okay.
What irritates me about a resort?
Yeah, about the experience. Like the room mein pani leak ho raha hai. Yeah.
Oh. Usually the resorts mein wo nahi hota hai, but usually I'll tell you what irritates me in a resort is a bad luck holiday for you in a resort is if you're sharing that time with a big party.
Okay.
Like for example, a wedding party or a birthday party or a bachelor's party. Like if a group of 20 or 30 have come, your holiday is over.
Yeah,
because in a resort, what ends up happening is you meet the same people for the meals, right? Usually it's set buffets or whatever. You can opt to eat elsewhere, but you end up making the same breakfast. So, bar you'll meet that group of 20, 30.
Okay.
And they're having fun. Too much fun. And you're two people, let's say. Then you're going to be irritated. At least I get irritated. I can't handle people having fun. I have to be the one having fun. If I'm in a group of 30, that's different.
I always underestimate your pettiness.
I am very petty. I just act all spiritual and, you know, go around giving philosophical gyan and all that. End of the day, mera bat, mera ball.
Oh man. But okay. So what I was kind of expecting you to say is that you know, you call up room service and then they say ke nahi ye available nahi hai, or you go expecting something that's like the highlight of the resort and you go there and it is not available. The pool is shut, for example.
Yeah, you were expecting a swan folded in the towel, but actually that looks
with rose
like
petals.
A chicken.
Kabutar.
Kabutar.
So those kinds of things, you know, that irritate you in, you've gone expecting something. So even what's happening is, see, these guys are going expecting a party, you know, expecting room service. I've heard that they are not even allowed to talk among themselves. Like they have to be confined in their rooms or whatever.
A house arrest kind of situation even. So
house arrest.
Telephones are blocked off, the phones are taken away. So I don't think, so the resort in general gets booked, I think, exclusively for these people. You and I can't be in that resort at that time.
Yeah. So then, as a resort, you have a lot of power, no? Just think about it as the staff.
Yeah, so one person in that resort owner's family or whatever is potentially going to be an MP soon. I think that is how you become a politician, is by owning resorts.
Resorts, yeah. You know, because see, the resorts work is happening. Okay, I'll give you an example. We went just now recently and there was a problem in the plumbing, in the bathroom. Okay. So we called the plumber and that guy, and we called the housekeeping, whatever. He came and he fixed it. Similarly, what I'm saying is, even in these situations, there will be these routine problems that happen. No.
Yeah, there will always be something, yeah.
So what can you do, like if I want to go and make a statement, how can I take advantage of that? Because
oh man, you're really setting it up. It's a genius idea.
Okay.
I think if we can, all it will take is one housekeeping guy, like you said, or one plumber.
Yeah.
To choke up all the toilets. That's it. 300 MPs in a resort? Okay, great. Now swim in your own filth and feces. Bahar se resort locked hai. You can't go out.
And they can't even go to each other's rooms because uska bhi toilet blocked hai.
Yeah, also you don't want to smell someone else's shit. That is quality descent. Now go throw a stink bomb or a color gas. And you know, deactivate all the key cards at the same time. To room se bhi bahar nahi aa payega.
Okay, thank you for listening, everyone. We hope you enjoyed.
Thank you for listening, you guys. We hope you enjoyed this security breach episode. Do write in and tell us what you guys thought.
Yes, please, you know, it's the end of the year and we could really use some support, some monetary support.
Some festive just to, cheer.
Yeah, and to keep things like running and motivate us more than anything
motivate
else.
Motivate us to keep producing good content.
Yeah. So, links are in the show notes, PayPal and UPI.
Yes.
Please feel free. Yeah, and you can follow us on Instagram and Spotify.
You can also rate us on Spotify and on iTunes.
Yes. Okay. Bye, everyone.
Okay. Bye.